Welcome to the Trochia Podcast Series.
Hello, everyone. This is Fred Gladney, and welcome to the podcast. I want to talk for just a few minutes about a word that gets thrown around a lot. The word is grace. Ephesians 2:8 says, "By grace are you saved, through faith." Romans 6:23 says, "The free gift of God is eternal life." But in Luke 14:27, Jesus said, "Whoever doesn't bear his cross and come after me can't be my disciple." That does not sound free. So what's up? Is grace free or is there a fee? To clear this up, we need to answer four questions about grace. And the first question is, what's the definition of grace? My wife and I got to see little Gabby Douglas at the Olympics this summer in London. We couldn't help but use the word grace in describing her movements on the gym floor. People say grace over their meals. They ask for traveling grace and talk about falling from grace and being under grace. But what is grace to the believer? Jacob Arminius preached something called prevenient grace that says our free will accepts or rejects God's offer of salvation, as opposed to John Calvin's teaching on irresistible grace that says the elect were predestined for salvation. Well, both positions agree, though, that grace is God's favor, his unmerited favor, his free gift. People don't trust things that are free. Download a certificate for a free Xbox. Really? I saw on TV where I could get 9 free CDs. I took the bait. I ordered them. But I got 20 CDs in the mail, and I got a bill. It's hard to trust free anymore. But see, that's the reason people have a built-in resistance to grace. They say there must be a catch. Can't be free. I should have to do something. But the definition of God's grace is his unmerited, unearned favor. Second question, what's the value of grace? Ephesians 2:8 says, "By grace you've been saved." From what? From death to life. Is that enough value for you? Romans 5:1 and 2 says we're justified. That's a legal term which means the judge has pardoned us and treats us as if we'd never sinned. And we have peace with God. That's enough value for me. Ephesians 1 and 5 says we're adopted into God's family. Talk about the value of grace. His grace is amazing. It saved a wretch like me. I was on a collision course with disaster and destruction, but by grace, I'm a new man. What's the cost of grace is question 3. Who paid for all that value? Somebody said, grace, G-R-A-C-E, is God's riches at Christ's expense. The price was incalculable on several levels. First, it was the price of his condescension. God, the creator of the universe, wrapping himself up in human flesh and coming to earth. Read Philippians 2, verses 5 to 8. He gave up some of his divine prerogatives and took on the limitations of humanity. Then there was the pain physically, beaten with a cord of lead and glass and fractured ribs and a crown of thorns and carrying a cross weighing about 100 pounds for about 600 yards from up to Golgotha, 6-inch spikes driven through his hands and feet, and a spear thrust into his side. The physical pain was excruciating. Then there was the emotional pain. He was hated. He was mocked, rejected by the Jews, spit on by the Roman soldiers, and abandoned by the guys who walked with him every day. But just like it was predicted in Isaiah 53, verse 3. Finally, there was the spiritual pain, the weight of the sin of the world being placed on him. 2 Corinthians 5:21 says, "He made him who knew no sin to be sin for us." Wow. The definition of grace, unmerited favor, the value of grace, freedom from the penalty and the power of sin. And the cost of grace, incalculable and incomprehensible. Which brings us to the last question, number 4. What's the expectation of grace? Wait a minute. Expectation? I thought it was free. Let me ask you a question. Have you ever given somebody a gift and they didn't say thanks? At the very least, grace expects thanks. But many of us say thanks but don't show thanks. Too many Christians think grace is a call to complacency, an excuse for an undisciplined lifestyle. See, the devil convinces people, hey, you're saved. You don't have to change anything. You got your ticket. So dress the way you want to dress. Watch any movie you want to watch or garbage TV show you want to watch, listen to any music you want to listen to. We blend into the culture and then we use grace to justify it. After all, we're covered by the blood of Jesus. But grace should not put us to sleep spiritually. It should energize us and motivate us to express our thanks to God by our obedience to Him. Christianity is not just about saying, "I believe," or walking down the aisle at the pastor's urging. My mom and dad were putting pressure on me, so I walked down the aisle one Sunday and got baptized at 12 years old. I went down a dry center, and I came up a wet center. No change at all in that. But grace expects transformed believers to behave differently. Thank God I was later transformed. Jesus said the true believer denies himself and follows him in Luke 9:23. Jesus also said the true believer puts his relationship with Jesus so far above his relationship with everybody else, it looks almost like love and hate comparatively. Read Luke 14, verses 25 to 33. See, now that we're saved by grace, grace expects us to wake up, to loving one another, to forgiving one another, to spending time in prayer and in His Word, to serving one another. We have to get to work. 1 Corinthians 3:9 says we're God's fellow workers. And Ephesians 2:10 says we were created in Christ Jesus for good works. Is grace free or is there a fee? God's saving grace is totally free. But because of its tremendous value to us and its infinite cost, it expects our obedient, disciplined fellowship. Want to hear "Well done, good and faithful servant"? Be a disciplined follower, a servant of Jesus Christ.
Thanks for listening. We at Trochia are committed to helping you grow in Christ. Please join us at trochia.org. That's T-R-O-C-H-I-A.org, where you can sign up for our monthly e-newsletter, find blogs, videos, Bible study lessons, and more podcasts, all dedicated to Christian discipleship. And make sure to like our Trochia Facebook page to receive short daily devotionals. Be encouraged as our Lord's grace and peace goes with you.